Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that there is nothing a man can do to earn his salvation. Let's continue with that subject today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
We think of this grace and this mercy, but it comes by receiving him. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them, verse 13, that believe on his name. Believing is relying on, just like I rely on that medication for my stomach, I'm relying on him for my eternal life, and so I am committed taking that medication. And so we see that in John 1:12 and 13. Okay, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born, not of blood. You're not born a Christian. But, oh, you don't understand. My parents were good godly parents. That doesn't change it. You were born not of blood, neither of the will of the flesh. Oh, you didn't work for it. You didn't earn it. You didn't deserve it. Nor the will of man. Well, follow man's prescribed ways and what he wants to do. Tells you to do, boy, you know, just do this, do this. And the psychology and all the other stuff involved and the little outlines they give you to follow that and you'll be all right. You'll go to heaven. No. It is realizing I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I'm not born a Christian. I was born a sinner. I must realize that I can't work for it. I can't earn it. And man can't save me. He can't do it. Not the will of man, but of God. Only God saves, as John 1:13 points it out. Salvation was and is and always will be of the Lord. The word bringeth then tells us that salvation was his own design. That was the design of God even before he created the heavens and the earth. He knew what Satan was. He knew what man would be. To have man have a free will, Satan might be more powerful and cause him to fall, and it happened. And of course, Satan is not cast at that point into the lake of fire that would be prepared for him, hell. But his day is coming. And so, man would fall. So he didn't want to create man without first making a way of him having salvation. Christ designed salvation. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all work in salvation. Being omnipotent, all-knowing, that is, he knew what man with a free will would do if he was tempted. God did not create us to be robots. He created us to have communion and fellowship with him. And so if we're going to be in that partnership and commune with God and him commune to our heart, we must have a free will. You see, when the Bible says we're created in the image of God and the image of God created he, him, he's not talking about the body of Jesus Christ. No, it's not referring to that at all. You see, John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And so since God is a spirit, that's how we worship him, in spirit and in truth. Remember, Adam was made a body in Genesis chapter 2, out of the dust of the ground, and I believe at that time, there was a soul in that body, but not a living soul. Why? Because it couldn't be a living body or a living soul without a spirit. So as he lay there, after he'd been brought together, then we're told God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living spirit. Now, let me show you how important that word breath is. Remember back in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Now, that word inspiration has the idea of breathe. God breathed. These are life-giving words. The word of God is life-giving. And so, God breathed those words out that, in that particular case, in 2 Timothy, Paul wrote down those words he had breathed out to him. When you talk, you're breathing out, okay? Just say your name while you're breathing in. Just say it out loud. I'm Andy Bloom. So I could say, Andy Bloom. Okay. Now, you didn't make sense of that at all. And that's because I was breathing in while I was trying to say it. And that'd be the same with you. And so you breathe out. The Holy Spirit breathed out to him, and then he wrote those words. Well, in like manner, when Adam had a body, he had a soul, but it wasn't living until he breathed into his nostrils the breath, the spirit of life. And man became a living soul. That is a living body and soul at that point. And so God made us in his image, and God is a spirit. He did not create us to be robots, but by his spirit. So again, having seen that, the omnipotence of God, the omniscience of God, he's all-powerful, he's all-knowing. Now we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. I've said it on my radio program, I've said this in my church, I've said this in speaking to preachers and in other places. I think every Bible fundamental Christian college ought to have every student take at least one semester dedicated to the doctrine of holiness in college. You're going to be a preacher or a missionary of some kind, evangelist, then they ought to have two semesters of it. Because that's what's lost. In Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. He says, I'm strongly urging you by the mercies of God, not putting on us what we deserve because we fall so short, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. See, that is God's will for us, is to be holy and acceptable. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24, and talking about the man after he's saved, telling us to put off the old man and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. 1 Peter 1:15-16, where, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Not fashioning yourselves, he says, according to the former lust. In other words, not trying to emulate the world while trying to serve God at the same time. That's what you have with rock and roll in church. That's what you have with all those things. Now, I was talking with someone recently. I went to Old Tennessee Temple College back in 1960s, 67, 68. I was there. I remember when you'd walk into the Highland Park Baptist Church, you'd see back there on a great big board, you'd see all these pins stuck in places all over the United States and all over the world. I mean, all these places in the world, there were pins, little red pins stuck in. They'd formed everything out of a styrofoam, I believe, so that they could stick it in. But there was the entire map of the world there, and red pins covering it in so many places. And those red pins represented students and others that may not have been a student there, but was a missionary they supported. But mainly it was students who had spread out and founded churches and ministries and were serving the Lord's in those areas. I mean, it was something just to behold how many it was. Well, Dr. Lily Barberson passes away. The contemporary crowd moves in. What did it do? Well, it destroyed all those mission works, and they finally lost their church and their calling. You see, that is what it does. So, we are to be holy and without blame before him in love. And that the only way we can do that is to do all things through Christ who strengthens us, to walk in faith, to trust him, and to seek his face day by day. So, when did the shed blood take place? Now, I'm saying that for this reason. According as he has chosen us, Ephesians 1:4, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be without blame and before him in love. Now, the Calvinist out there says, okay, here it is. You see? We were chosen before the foundation of the world. Okay. Now let me look at that and ask you, when did the shed blood take place? Well, when was it shed for your specific soul? Well, he said, well, that, of course, was about 2,000 years ago. It was a shed for my sin. I was one of the chosen, so it was for me back then. All right. When was it applied to your account at the mercy seat in heaven? Was it as John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on his name? Was that applied the moment you received him? Or if you were already predestined, you were already elected to be saved, was the blood already appointed and applied there before you were even born? You really didn't have to receive Christ because you were already elected. You see, they think what they have is intellectual. And what is intellectual about it is only that they've been able to create words that they themselves don't understand, let alone anybody else. So, when did the cross take place? 2,000 years ago. But when is the blood applied to your account? When you receive him as your Lord and Savior.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my